Support for WILL is provided in part by Risk Management Commodities, presenting an agricultural outlook meeting on Saturday, January 27th from 9 a.m. to noon at the Holiday Inn in Terre Haute, Indiana. Lunch will be provided. More information is available at 866-837-9027.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 492.5, up 5.5 on the open. May, 503 up 3. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 470, up 5 on the open. May, 482 up 3.25. July, 491 up 4. September, 497 up 4. December, 508 up 3 on the open. March corn opened at 410, up 5.75 on the open. May, 421.5, up 5.5. July, 428, up 5.75. September, 401, down 3. December, 399.5, up 3 on the open. March oats opened at 269.25, up 2.25 on the open. May, 275.5, up 1.5. March beans opened at 726, up 8.75 on the open. May, 740.5, up 7.75. July, 754, up 8.25. November, 776, up 7.25 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 211.80, up 260 on the open. May, 215.70, up 260. March soybean oil opened at 29.62, up 31 on the open. May, 30.19, up 32. At the Merck, January feeders opened at 94.20, down 22.5 on the open. March, 92.50, up 12.5. April, 94.30, down 50. May, 95 even, down 80 on the open. February live cattle opened at 90 even, down 25 on the open. April, 92.70, unchanged. June, 89.07.5, unchanged. August, 87.22.5, down 17.5 on the open. February lean hogs opened at 61.15, up 20 on the open. April, 64.80, up 25. May, 72.70, down 22.5. June, 74.50, up 10, and that's on the open. And February pork bellies open at 97.90, up 202.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jerry Hester of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Jerry.
Morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well for a Tuesday. Thank you for asking, sir. Let's begin on the Merck side and ask you whether or not this pop we're seeing in the pork bellies pit is due to the cold storage report.
I think probably it is. I think the answer to that is yes. It's just the fact that, they're speculating maybe some liquidation here somewhere down the line because of the high grain prices. So, yes, I believe it is the cold storage report that's popping it up. And usage.
Tell me more.
I think the usage is going to increase because of our demand, and consumer they're after value, and there's been value in this now, and they're going in to buy it. And, just the fact that the hogs are at a reasonable price now, and it's probably time for them to turn around. The funds are have kind of liquidated some of their long or short positions, and I think they're getting ready to rally the market.
Let's turn our attention to the Chicago Board of Trade, where there's plenty of green on the screen today. Is there any one or two factors that's leading to the strength?
Yeah, I think it's a nice day on the grain side of the screen. I think we've had consolidation on the grain market, and after we sold off last week, last 6-7 days, we've went down and we've had a bottoming action. The basis levels are firming, and that is positive to the grain market. There's been very light farmer selling, and there's a lot of speculation on the President's State of the Union speech tonight that he may talk, may have a paragraph or two in there about ethanol, and I think the rally is directly linked to the basis firming in areas trying to promote the movement of cash corn, and the speculation the President's going to talk about ethanol tonight and biofuels and possibly increase the numbers that the number of gallons that they want to use to blend with over the next 5 or 6 years. And so everybody is jumping in and trying to get on board the train before it leaves the station today.
There could be, I suppose, some that would say, well, look, we moved into the gap yesterday in the March corn futures contract, tested it a little bit, took a cent and a half off of the gap. It's now a 5.5 cent gap where it was a 6 cent gap. And, you know, we would like to see that perhaps filled to allow for future health down the road in the marketplace. And we're looking more to the downside than that 4.20 and a half upside contract high. Which camp are you in?
I think there's just very, very good support in the corn market in the $3.90 to $4 range. They tested the top of the gap, as you stated yesterday, and, you know, it got down in there, and the commodity funds and the speculators came in, and they thought there was value at that price, so they started buying. You know, it can go down and fill the gap, and that makes for a healthier market, but at the present time, you know, it doesn't have the pressure to go down there and fill that. You know, there's strength anywhere in that gap that it wants to stop, really.
We've seen bear spreading in the corn pit lately. Is that going to continue?
I think it was evident yesterday. I don't know whether it was bear spreading or the fact that they were just rolling out of the bull spreads. I think it was as much of that as anything, that they were taking profit. They'd been long the nearby and short the D's. And I think they were just taking profit and, you know, unwinding their spreads and just getting out of them more than bear spreading.
Turn your attention to the soybeans. What are you seeing there today?
I think it's basically the same thing as in the corn market. The beans have went down, made lows. The basis levels have got wide, and now the basis levels are firming up in the beans also. And then they've rebounded from their recent lows. You know, there's, if in fact the corn acreage is huge, you know, more corn acres planted in the, you know, 8 to 11 million acres are going to have to take a considerable amount of bean acreage away, and that long-term is friendly beans, and you know, they're speculating that he's going to talk about biodiesel also tonight, and, you know, beans with corn at this these lofty prices, beans probably should be 50 cents higher than they are, and I think they're starting to realize that, and they're trying to keep all the bean acreage they can, and I expect the beans, if the corn continues to work higher, the beans are going to also work higher. I would not be surprised if we don't have an 8 in front of some of these beans one of these days if corn keeps moving up.
I was taking a look yesterday at some Midwest diesel prices, and I noted that they're down 20 cents from about the first week in December. Would that be a level that you would lock in spring fuel needs?
Yeah, probably. I don't know if I would lock them all in. You know, it depends on your storage. I mean, it just depends on the area you're in. Around here, if you don't have the storage, you can't lock the price in. I mean, you pay as you go, basically. I think I do know around here that I know a guy that bought a semi-load of fuel, yesterday or Friday. I can't remember which one he told me, and he was $1.64, I believe, if he took a tanker load. So that's a lot. That's probably, 70 cents cheaper than it was a year ago?
Yes.
So, I think a guy has to start protecting his fuel prices somewhere in this area.
Thank you much, Jerry.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Yes, sir. Jerry Hester of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Current tick, March wheat in Kansas City, 494 up 7 at the Board of Trade. March wheat, 471 up 6. May, 483 up 4 and a quarter. March corn, 406 and a half up 2 and a quarter. May, 417 and a half up 1 and a half. July, 424 up 1 and 3 quarters. September, 409 up 3 and a half. December, 401 and a half up 5. March beans, 724 up 6 and 3 quarters. May, 739 up 6 and a quarter. July, 752 up 6 and a quarter. November, 775 up 6 and a quarter. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.